Welcome to New Life Assembly of God's Media Ministry. We are glad that you are here. We believe the Word of God is relevant and life-changing, and hope that you will be blessed by this message.
Our favorite song, and then we will do it. When in the past, God always church is all about him. The church is all about him. He is actually saying that we gather for him.
Amen.
That we stand for him. That we are here to serve him. That we are here to be attentive to what he wants. And we're here to wait on him. Now, when we understand that, that gives us a completely different perspective on the frequently repeated encouragement in the Bible that we are to wait on the Lord. That we are to wait on the Lord. Waiting, in the biblical sense, is not either passing the time sitting around doing nothing. Waiting in the Bible is actively pursuing of God's presence that we read of in that
Amen. justice. But soon, people started to cry out to God with heartfelt prayer. And they were able to encounter the presence of God in a fresh and living way. And it was out of that experience that Brandon wrote the song for his church, never imagining it, that it would become a song that was sung all around the world. It's all about you. It's all about you. We need to come back to the place where our hearts say, sorry, Lord, for the things I did. Some have made a church a ritual. Some have made a church a duty. Some have made a church an obligation. Some have made a church a commitment. It may just be my schedule. We have made a church a place where we come in for a need. We have made a church a place where we come to be stirred up, to be blessed up, to be compelled to be grateful for.
Thank you.
that means? It means that we need to pray every day for our ministry. And that we need to pray all week long for the church services, that God's Spirit of approval. And that they will come to church. We need to say, Lord, I make myself available to you. Go over to the community, whatever the way you want. If you want to talk with us, do it. If you want to speak with your knowledge or your wisdom, if you want to be a lady, I'm going to do it. Whatever you need, God. We start our worship services for the sake of the people. We sing a couple of songs, and then by the time you get to the third or fourth song, you can see the heart of God moving in a particular direction of service. So, the worship team that you make, we stay up to the earth or pray to a song of God, because what's going to be activity of God is the activity of God is for God. So there may be extended one night of prayer and praying in the spirit, and I'm going to say here and say, oh, Lord, we are waiting on you. Have your way going out this Lord. If we go for the sense that God is moving, that God is the God that is doing something, if we want to give him the opportunity,
amen.
We don't want to just rush through a program. And they went to the upper room and they began to wait
with the promise of Jesus and the purpose of Jesus.
And to wait upon the Lord for it to develop, for it to really develop in them, and eventually come to fruition.
So we wait on the Lord to
all be spiritually pregnant.
Need of promise and climbing in their shoes. She said, the Lord and us to put those before us. And every year we gave our altar calls for us to meet you among us. And we can give you a discouragement this month. But we can come. Because I remember last year that you went to God back to the Lord, Mr. Marcus, I said, you're from my own one of the evangelists this year, but Mr. Man. And she had an altar call for you for one of the baptisms of the Holy Spirit and she came. And I love you so much, but sometimes, you know, when you pray for somebody multiple times in the Spirit, you have to just pray yourself out. It's very, very exhausting.
And we need to live in a state of change. You know what I'm looking for?
were joking about that. People have waited 3 hours for something that's significant Christ. And they ask the listeners, is there anything you would be willing to wait 3 hours for? Because there are, one of the homeless that you have waited in line for me. One of the callers called in and said the longest she had waited in line was 2 hours. To get tickets to this morning. And Jerry asked her, well, was it worth it? I'm seeing on the news people waiting in line overnight for Black Friday sales so they can get $50 off the TV. God is promising us something far more valuable than tickets to the Super Bowl or an album or anything else this world has to offer. To be his witnesses to this world, so that his gospel can be preached. We live with an expectancy. We just live with an expectancy. All the world, so that many can come to faith. Congratulations.
Thank you.
your word has been planted in our soul. And that it will continue by your Holy Spirit in us, Lord God. And that it will continue to grow, Lord God, and develop within us, Lord. Until we will come to the world,
thank you for joining us today. If you are blessed by this message, would you consider giving a gift to help support our ministry? You can text any amount to 954-516-1522. Thank you so much, and we hope you will join us again. God bless you.